meeting with some of the council members on, I think, and officials in Lifford, and then hopefully I'll come down to Neshone to see it firsthand again, the urgency of the matter. Now, Minister English is up here, and I certainly hope that there'll be a redress scheme set up sooner rather than later.
He has so far, though, failed to commit to giving a redress scheme. Is that a cause of concern?
Not for me, it's not. I think it's just it's something that people have been, you know, people have been calling for. But these things do take time. Everybody knows that. And I would like to commend the MICA Action Committee for being patient so far with it. And, you know, it's full commitment from Minister McHugh and from everybody involved here to for a redress scheme being set up. It's important that it's set up properly. But what we're trying to establish is the urgency of it. And that it needs to be done immediately, and people need to have closure. And you know, people are very distressed, and rightly so, and understandably so.
And the fact that Minister English is again meeting with those affected homeowners, even though he has this report in his hand to view, it is more important for him to see, as you say, firsthand the devastation that they are experiencing.
Absolutely, there's no question about that. You know, I think very few people in the county are fully aware of the seriousness and the urgency of this. I'm talking about people whose houses are not affected. Nobody could imagine how bad it is.